brothers, sisters, and lovers of flavor. I am Brother Horatio, and today we bite boldly into the ruby crown of creation, the raspberry.
Tangy. What is with the drums?
Tangy. Tempting. Tart like truth itself. And with me, as ever, is the spoon of skepticism, Brother Hugo.
A spoon I'd prefer to keep out of your jam jar.
This berry isn't just a fruit, it's an experience. A whisper on the tongue that says, chocolate, come hither.
Historically cultivated since ancient Greece, named for Mount Ida. Rubus Ideus. It's not whispering, it's oxidizing.
Oxidizing with passion?
What does that even mean?
Dark chocolate and raspberry? That's divine duality, bitterness and brightness in holy matrimony.
Cacao's tannins softened by berry ketones. It's not magic, it's molecular contrast. Though, I'll admit it is delicious.
A flavor fit for the Eucharist of dessert.
Sparkling rosé, framboise liqueur, or tawny port all commune beautifully with raspberry chocolate.
Add goat cheese or a hint of pink peppercorn, and you've got a spiritual awakening, or at least a very blessed picnic.
Caution. Too many pairings and one begins hearing sermons from shrubs.
So I say this. Honor the raspberry. Let it remind us that flavor should never be tame.
And that balance between tart and sweet, chaos and calm, is worth pursuing, even in dessert.
Brother Hugo, I feel transformed.
You're just high on fruit.
Until next time, flavor faithful, bless the berries, savor the sweet, and never forget, raspberry always answers the call.
What are you actually talking about?
Mixed monk, taste the adventure.